Ireland's classic hits. How are you doing? It's Trina Mara here. Something for the weekend. Well, I was only mortified earlier on in the week because I had to do a Zoom interview with the Hollywood actor Emile Hirsch. So I was in my attic at home. He was in his kitchen in Hollywood and the bloody Zoom let me down. So I'm looking at him. He's looking at me. He can't hear anything I'm saying and I'm getting majorly flustered. Mortifying. He's starring in a new movie, which is a horror called Son, directed and written by an Irishman, Ivan Kavanagh, and it's part of the Virgin Media Dublin International Film Festival. Here's how it went. Hi, Emile. How are you?
Good,
oh, God. Don't you just love technology the way it always works every time?
Oh, man, it is so frustrating. It's unbelievable.
The Virgin Media Dublin International Film Festival is on, so I thought I might as well get a film star on to talk about it. And the last time that we met was quite a while ago, so it was in London for Into the Wild. How many years ago are we talking?
Gosh, like 14?
You looked about 12 back then. You were so innocent. This latest movie that you've done is an Irish writer and an Irish director. So tell us about Son.
Son is written and directed by Ivan Kavanagh, the Irish guy who made Never Grow Old and The Canal. And I was in Never Grow Old and I loved working with him. And so he sent me the script, and which is about a mother with her son, a young boy, who people are trying to take her son, she's convinced. And she used to be in a cult. So she thinks that this cult is after her. But the cops find out that she used to be a mental patient. So it kind of goes back and forth of whether or not the things that she believes are real or not, or whether she's actually kind of mentally ill. And the movie's kind of like a puzzle piece movie where you're trying to piece together what's really going on, sort of to the conclusion. And it's got a real sense of dread and a real kind of unsettling quality to it in ways that kind of are a bit reminiscent of Rosemary's Baby or The Exorcist or one of those movies where it has kind of paranormal element within this sort of family dynamic.
I think it was 7:49 mark that I had my first mini heart attack. So people need to be aware there are plenty of opportunities in this film to have a heart attack.
Yeah, give a little defibrillator with the DVD.
Good night.
I love you, Mom.
And do you like horrors? Are you a fan of horror movies?
I do. When they're well done, I love them. I mean, when they're scary, you know, I mean, I'll still watch it. I get really scared, though. I'm like, I yelp and stuff when I watch horror movies. Apparently, I'm like the loudest guy, like screaming like a girl in the theater. It's ridiculous. I'll go see a scary movie with people and they'll be looking at me like, you're so loud. Like you're screaming, like you're shrieking. And I'm just like, I don't even realize I'm doing it. But it's funny because my mom does the same thing. So I think I must have just got it from her.
Hereditary. Yeah, yeah. But when did you make this film? Like, was this done during the global pandemic or did you make it beforehand?
We finished it in February, like right before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like right before.
And then was it kind of straight into lockdown for you? So you were working up until that point. And then what happened?
It was in the lockdown. Then I went to Puerto Rico and I started to shoot another film and we got shut down. Because it was like March 12th, March 13th, everything shut down.
Yeah.
So we came back and that was when the lockdown started. Yeah. So this movie just barely made it pre-lockdown, like by week.
So how do you feel then about the lack of red carpets and the lack of, you know, press junkets in the hotels in London and the like? Is it a nice kind of a break from it for you, or do you crave that kind of attention?
Crave that kind of attention. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's probably the first like interview sessions I've done in my kitchen. That's a first.
Yeah.
But I don't mind it. It's kind of cool. It's kind of amazing how technology can, you know, sort of connect everybody. And as long
or
as
not connect know, people in my case.
Refrigerator grate in the background doesn't make me look too much like of a brute or something. You know,
yeah.
It's kind of funny, you know, I mean, it's like, I literally am wearing shorts beneath the jacket, you know?
I was actually thinking about doing this interview with my hair still in the towel from washing my hair earlier on today. I said, he won't mind. Sure, we're in a pandemic.
Yeah, we're like, yeah, it's a pandemic.
And when it comes to then, you know, the lockdown, how have you been spending your time? Because I know since we met like 14 years ago, you became a dad.
Yeah.
I suppose that That takes up a good bit of time too.
Yeah, it's been hiking, playing a lot of Zelda, pickleball, skateboarding, and making music with the Frenchman.
Okay, okay. Do you find, here's a question for you from one parent to another. Is your child eating nonstop during this lockdown? I cannot keep enough food in the house.
He's got a weird, yeah, he sometimes will eat a lot. And he has like very particular like tastes. It's kind of funny. And it's, yeah. My son doesn't like candy. It's the weirdest thing. He doesn't like marshmallows. I'm like, how are you my son? You don't like marshmallows. That's marshmallows are such a great part of life.
I know, aren't they?
I've been working on music throughout the lockdown, actually, with my partner, who's the Frenchman. He makes electronic music. And we're actually putting out an album March 12th online everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, it's under Hirsch, and the album is called Denialism. And this is actually our second album, believe it or not. We're really, it's just a war of attrition with us. We keep making these songs.
Are you like the new Daft Punk now that they're gone?
Daft Punk is finally out of the way.
You got rid of them.
Finally flushed them down the toilet, those Daft Punkers. Yeah, it's cool. Well, our music is like sort of in the vein of like a Depeche Mode or like M83 or David Bowie. Like, you know, there's a little bit of like 80s. Throwback vibe to a lot of our music, with more of like a modern electro vibe the Frenchman brings.
Just talking about the movie then again, Emil, we were talking about horror movies, and I mean, you obviously don't scare that easily. You mentioned you did, but what was the story about the rat that you found in your kitchen? I'm just having a look in the background there to see if there's anything running around.
Oh yeah, the rat. Man, my house has had this weird rat issue. It's not haunted by a rat, but there was this bad smell in my kitchen for like a week and a half, or maybe even more. Like, it was driving me a little up the walls. And I looked everywhere. And my house is not that big. I mean, I looked everywhere. And I had been trying to eat really healthy. Like, I was doing this vegan diet that I had started, and I was cooking all this food all week. And then the very last thing that I checked was under the burner of my stove after cooking all week. And I don't really cook that often. Like, after beginning the process of like, okay, I'm going to learn how to cook. And this massive rat was like dead under the burner.
Oh,
massive. Like, I can't tell you the disturbing feeling inside, knowing that I had been like trying to teach myself how to cook all week.
You might have eaten some little ratty hairs in your dinner and you didn't even know it. Oh, I know the smell of the dead rat. It's never a good one. We had them before. Oh, and it was hidden underneath the floorboards, and it went on for, God, months and months. Talking about your movie work as well, your favorite actor, who's your favorite actor to watch?
My favorite actor, I think, is still Sean Penn.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, he's just working with him and knowing him and admiring him as a person and as a man. And he's just such a unique guy. And I always love watching him.
Isn't it such a shame about poor Luke Perry? His last movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I mean, nobody had a clue that was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely tragic. And Luke and I got to know each other a little bit in some of the read-throughs and the rap party for the film. We didn't actually work together in the movie, but I went up to him at the read-through and I was like, Luke, I wrote you a fan letter when I was 9 years old.
Yeah.
When you were on 90210.
90210, yeah.
And he and his people, or maybe he did, they actually wrote me back and like sent me an autographed picture. And I like always remembered that. And I was like, you guys sent me back an autographed picture. And he was like, man, that is so cool. Thanks for telling me that.
We had a poster of him on the wall. I remember growing up, me and my sister in our bedroom wall. He was a heartthrob. So just wrapping up then, Emil, I mean, it's great to see you after all these years, 14 years later. let's not leave it another 14. For anybody who might think about watching this movie, how would you describe it? And who do you think it's suited to?
I think if you like movies like The Exorcist or Rosemary's Baby or The Omen, odds are you're going to like this movie too. And those are really good references that so many people have seen. And it's a really quick way to know whether or not you'll respond to it. Like, if Rosemary's Baby's too scary for you, this might not be the thing for you to watch.
Okay. Bring it to Phoebe later.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know who the audience is. I mean, it's hard to tell. I feel like it could be, who knows?
Well, it's not going to be a 3-year-old, put it that way.
It's not going to be kids. It's not a kids movie. No kid should watch this. No kid should watch this film. But a lot of cult members may really like this movie. Popular among cults.
The doctors couldn't find anything physically wrong with your son.
Think you could have been dreaming?
Wake up, honey.
Why do you think these people were here? Who are they?
I was raised in a cult. It was them.
Thank you very much, Emil. Sorry for all our technical problems at the start. We got there in the end.
Yes. Yeah. Check out Sun.
Have a great night. Thanks, Emil.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
So there you have it. Emil Hirsch, Hollywood star. Thank you for coming on the show. His movie Sun is part of the Virgin Media Dublin International Film Festival, which is on now. This is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.